Whether you like your racing up top on the cushion or tearing up the pavement, you've come to the right place. This is PRN at the Track, a show dedicated to the roots of racing. PRN at the Track is brought to you by Cookout, fresh shakes, burgers, and barbecue. And by Hunt Brothers Pizza. Find your next pizza at huntbrotherspizza.com. Now here's your host, Lenny Baticki.
Welcome to PRN at the Track, presented by Cookout. Char-grilled hamburgers, barbecue, quesadillas, chicken wraps, and over 40 creamy, delicious milkshakes. Cookout, the best combos in town. I'm Lenny Baticki, and coming up in this show, we'll chat with Tazewell Speedway winner Grace Dugan. Then we'll speak with Extreme Outlaw Series racer Hayden Wise, and from the content and creative team at Bobby Pierce Jr. Racing, we'll have a conversation with Abby Jo Foster. But first, let's get to our What's Hot. We'll start out at Needmore Speedway in Georgia. Downtown Michael Brown parking it in victory lane. Evan McKnight, a winner at Hickory, North Carolina. Fayetteville goes to Caleb Day. Scotty Benfield gets it done at Southern National. Caraway Speedway to Grant Davidson. Minnie Tyrell back in victory lane on the Cars Tour at Wake County. East Lincoln to Shea Robinson. Donnie Atkins and Bailey Hipp amongst the winners at Travelers Rest, South Carolina. Wyatt Coffey, big trophy at Cherokee Speedway. Dylan goes to Ethan Elder. The Southern Nationals at East Alabama Motor Speedway. Big sexy Brandon Overton wins that one. Garrett Smith and Griffin Smith winners at Buckshot. And joining us now on the ProFabrication.com hotline, Tazewell Speedway winner, her first win of the season at Bad Fast Taz, Grace Dugan, on the ProFabrication.com hotline. Now, Grace, did I hear this right, that you started on the same row, the front row, with your father, but you beat him into the corner and led every lap with Dad chasing you to the finish? What was the story from inside your driver's compartment?
It was exciting because, first of all, I beat my dad, but it was, I got that jump start on him, and I led every lap all the way to the checkered flag and victory lane.
Wow, Grace Dugan, Tazewell Speedway winner over her father, who's been racing for years, a fantastic win at Bad Fast Taz. When you came out, Grace, with the lead on that first lap, what was that feeling like? Was that a big confidence builder, or did it go, uh-oh, Dad's now behind me, I got to watch out for him? He's pretty darn good.
It was kind of both, because I knew that at any moment I could get past and be like, dang it. So I never let up. I knew I just had to go.
Well, Grace Dugan never let up all the way to the finish line. In fact, heck, I bet she would have gone a couple more laps if they'd have let her to stay ahead of Dad, taking the win at Bad Fast Taz, the high bank track up there in the central part of Tennessee. She is our guest on the ProFabrication.com hotline. ProFabrication headers exhaust all the parts and pieces that go with it, just a click of a mouse away at ProFabrication.com. So what was Victory Lane like? Did he come by and give you the evil eye, or did you get a hug in Victory Lane from Dad, at some point?
No, he was happy, but I knew deep down he was sad. I did get a hug from him. I'm glad I did get that, though.
It's always important, family sticking together and racing a big family. The Duggins from Tennessee, Grace Dugan winning at Tazewell last weekend, taking the checkered flag in the four-cylinder division. It looked like your car looked like the ones that the big late model ones, the fancy super-powered cars do. How cool is that to be in a car that looks so neat and still has a four-cylinder in it? What's that like to drive?
I think it's different from everybody because they all have like different noses, and everybody thinks that I am in a late model, which I hope to be one day, but I just think it's cool, like all the looks I get.
Well, all the looks she got were of her leading and pulling away. Grace Dugan, Tazewell Speedway winner, checking in with us on the ProFabrication.com hotline. Third generation racer. Did you maybe ever get to see your grandfather race, or what do you know of grandpa and dad's racing? Do you drive like them, or do you drive like, someone else? Who do you drive like? What could we see if we got to see you on a racetrack?
I never got to see my papa race, but I've heard a lot of stories back at Atomic. Dad used to race late models, and he won them all, mostly, believe it or not. I think I do race like Dad. Not fully there, but I'll get there one day soon.
What would you say that is? Is it something that you charge into a corner faster? You're smoother going through it. What style is it that that the Duggan family has?
Full throttle, hammer down.
We like Grace Duggan took the lead from her dad and never, well, she might have looked back because he was there, but she certainly drove all the way to victory lane at Tazewell Speedway last weekend. She is our guest of the ProFabrication.com hotline. So you win this race and late models potentially in the future. What is that dream like for you? Where would you go if you could, kind of write this next chapter in the Grace story of her racing career? What would it be like?
Honestly, probably just to travel, try new tracks out, get the feel of them, just try to grow my career a little bit more.
What is it about, the tracks that you like? Is it a track that they have the slick ones, they have the ones that are kind of, tough to get through, sometimes they're bumpy? Does the track surface matter to Grace Duggan?
It does. I don't do too well on slick tracks. I mean, I can handle them, but my favorite track is hammer down, never let up in the corner and go.
Grace Duggan, our guest on the ProFabrication.com hotline. Speaking of family, growing up at a racetrack as a lot of racing families do, did you get in any scrapes, with any other driver's kids or anything out that you could share with us?
I haven't really gotten into it with any kids, but there's been a lot of grown drivers. We've had our problems.
When you're taking the lead from your dad and winning in front of everybody else, there will be those that would rather see you get second or third or then. But Grace Duggan,
absolutely,
she got it all done. Hammer down, high wide, and doing a great job. Tazewell Speedway winner, Grace Duggan. We certainly appreciate you taking the time to be with us on the ProFab Hotline. Fans, stay with us. We'll be right back with more of PRN at the Track.
When you're hungry and nothing but the best will do, there's Cookout. Mouth-watering, fresh off the grill burgers, chicken, barbecue, tempting fries, onion rings, and hush puppies, and the best combos in town, topped off with a thick, creamy milkshake, soda, or huge Southern-style tea. Oh man, I gotta have some Cookout. It's the place that cares about the quality of its food and service, and has for over 35 years. Check out the menu at cookout.com and head on over to your nearest Cookout.
Hey, Joey Logano here, the driver of the number 22 Hunt Brothers Pizza Ford Mustang. What can a three-time champion do by the end of this ad? A pit stop and grabbing a hunk of pizza at the closest convenience store near you. To find a location, visit huntbrotherspizza.com.
PRN's At the Track returns in just a moment. This is PRN, the Performance Racing Network. It's Bristol.
Now the green flag is waving. We're underway in the Food City 500.
Way too much fun early in the going here at Bristol. Second now belongs to Kyle Busch.
Michael McDowell makes contact with Tyler Reddick. Reddick is spinning. Will he make contact with the inside wall? He gets hit in the driver's door by William Byron.
From the top all the way to the bottom. Big move by Josh Berry. He wants to lead this race.
The Food City 500 from Bristol. Sunday, April 13th, 2 Eastern on PRN. It's Bristol.
Jesse Love goes and cuts down in front of Josh Williams. Austin Hill cannot get the outside line going.
Now he drives up beside Jesse Love. Sam Mayer is going to lead that lap as the pack heads back to one.
Ryan Sieg moving all over the racetrack, upside, downside, trying to block Justin Allgaier successfully so at this point.
A Love tap in turn two, a Love tap in turn three.
The SIAPS 300 from Bristol, Saturday, April 12th at 4:30 Eastern on PRN.
Hunt Brothers Pizza always offers all toppings at no extra charge. That's 1,024 topping combinations at one price. At Hunt Brothers Pizza, we love racing and we love pizza. Visit huntbrotherspizza.com to find your next pizza. Welcome back to PRN at the Track, presented by Cookout. Joining us now on the ProFabrication.com hotline, Extreme Outlaw Series Rookie of the Year candidate from Mooresville, North Carolina. Now Hayden Wise joining us on the ProFab Hotline. next weekend, April 10th through the 12th, Farmer City, going to be a big opening debut for somebody that's got a lot of experience. What have you been doing to lead up to this in all those 14 whole years you've been getting ready? I've seen that you were out at Millbridge. Am I right that you also ran some Chili Bowl this year?
Yep, that was a pretty cool experience for me. Millbridge, my favorite track. Yeah, I'm really excited to head to my first extreme midget race this year at Farmer City. Ready to go. Been training for this, and I'm just ready to get back in the midget.
Hayden Wise on the profabrication.com hotline, going off to Farmer City, Illinois to start the Extreme Outlaw Series season. She's a Rookie of the Year candidate joining us on the Profab hotline. What's it like to step up from the micros? Different power, different, overall, length and width of these things. Has that transition been a challenge? And if so, what has been the challenge?
Yeah, really for me, the midget feels a lot like it drives a lot like a D1. It honestly feels like a micro, just besides the speed's a lot different and the way you sit in it's a lot different. But I feel like the transition really wasn't that hard for me.
So tell me about the sitting in it. When I'm driving my car, I want to make sure I can get to the radio. I want to lay back a little bit so the seatbelt's not bumping me. But that's not a race car. That's my street car. What difference does Hayden Wise have when she goes from the car she's been racing at Millbridge and the micro world up to a midget? What is that seat change you're talking about?
It's like sitting in a rocket ship. Well, in the micro, you kind of just all laid back, and then you sit in the midget, and yeah, it's a whole different seating deal. But honestly, I like the way I sit in the midget a lot more because I feel like I have a lot more leverage on the steering wheel and the pedals. But yeah.
Wow. That's pretty good insight there. Hayden Wise checking in with us on the profabrication.com hotline. Extreme Outlaw Series Rookie of the Year candidate getting ready for April 10th through the 12th up at Farmer City and then on to the rest of the season. But speaking of profabrication, headers exhaust all the parts and pieces that go with it, including the brand new Gasco gaskets available now at profabrication.com. So you were talking about also speeds and quarter entry differences with this horsepower. Do you go faster into the corner? Do you have to lay back so that it will turn into the corner? The upgrade from a micro sprint car to a midget car.
Yeah, in the midget, whenever you're going into a corner, the way you have to set the cars up, like going into it, is a lot different. Like in the micro, you can drive it a lot straighter and have no problem. In the midget, you have to really set that thing in there to get a good, keep some good speed and get off the corner really good.
What's it like? We get to see every now and then that left front will lift up on some of these kind of open wheel cars and it'll lay over on that right rear and you scoot around the corner just right. And it just looks like a dream going by when you're watching, from the infield. What's that feeling like from the driver's seat when that just tilts enough and sits on that tire to bite in and go? How cool of a feeling is that behind the wheel for Hayden Wise?
It's pretty cool. That feeling knows that you're fast and you have a good car and just means that the car is digging into the track really good. So it's fast and good.
I think she digs it when it digs in and does it. The Extreme Outlaw Series Rookie of the Year candidate, Hayden Wise, our guest on the profabrication.com hotline. I saw something that you went in one of those bigger wing things with a guy that the world knows as the Dude, Danny Lazowski, letting you in a sprint car. What was that experience like with that big old thing over your head?
Yeah, sprint car racing is a whole different world. It was pretty awesome. Sprint car is probably the most fun thing I've ever drove. That speed in that, the G's, it's awesome. And, Danny's an awesome guy. He's been helping me a lot with everything, and it's pretty awesome, the type of crew I got going on here for that deal.
With a guy like Lazowski's experience all over the country and all the different tracks, and I know you've went to a good number of different tracks, but what's maybe one word of advice that he said that has stuck with you, that this is Danny's advice to me that I'm going to keep in my playbook? What words of wisdom has he helped you with?
Yeah, one of them is don't let off the throttle in a sprint car.
Did he say it that nice, or was he a little more up on the wheel when he said it to you?
A little bit more up on the wheel, but yeah, you know, in these sprint cars, the car just drives better when you're on the throttle, and it's a lot easier for the driver when you're up on that throttle. Wow. Because of the wing speed, so...
So the wing actually helps compress the car to the ground. Do you feel that?
Yeah, you really can. I adjusted the wing sometime, and you can really feel the difference in the front and how it turns because, I don't know.
Wow. Well, sprint cars, micros, and now Extreme Outlaw Midgets. Hayden Wise getting ready for next weekend's Extreme Outlaw event at Farmer City, Illinois. She's our guest on the ProFabrication.com hotline. Also saw a picture of you with famous funny car guy, Cruz Pedregon. Would you drop into a funny car if Cruiser said, hey, why don't you take a lap down Z-Max Dragway?
Heck yeah, that'd be awesome.
300 miles an hour? That would be something. Hayden Wise at 14, ready to take on the racing world and climb the next rung in the ladder. The Extreme Outlaw Rookie of the Year candidate. Hayden, where can folks follow you on the internet so they can keep up with all this action?
Hayden Wise Racing on Facebook.
Hayden Wise Racing. And always good to have Papa there to turn to when you need it for advice, whether it's on the track or just in where they go on the internet. Hayden, it's been great to chat with you. Hopefully, not only will the Extreme Outlaw series be good to you, but possibly sprint cars and maybe even funny cars. We'll be watching it. Hayden Wise, our guest of the ProFab Hotline. Fans, stay with us. We'll be right back with more of PRN at the Track.
We work hard to keep our cars looking great on the outside, but engine components need our attention too. That's where you can trust Z-Max Micro Lubricant to disperse carbon buildup in your engine and fuel system to keep your car or truck running at its peak. By soaking into the metal of your engine, Z-Max Micro Lubricant improves performance, extends engine life, and reduces emissions. Trust the many customers who've said, thanks for saving my engine. Find out more at zmax.com or follow us on Facebook and Twitter.
It's not about the cars, the speed, the action. It's not about the party or the long weekend. It's about them, the ones that gave everything. This Memorial Day weekend, we honor the fallen at America's Home for Racing.
The 66th running of the Coca-Cola 600.
There's more at the Track in just a moment on PRN, the Performance Racing Network.
Anytime you get somebody at the front of the pack who's not used to running up there and who's not been there, the established names are going to scream. They're going to cry. They're going to whine. Oh, there's somebody else coming up here to get my trophy and get my money. It's Carson Hocevar. What's he doing up here? He had just as much right to get in there and force the issue. And if not for the caution, he's a race winner.
Hey, this is Doug Rice of the Performance Racing Network. That's Fast Talk right here on PRN.
Hey, race fans, we can't wait to see you right here at New Hampshire Motor Speedway for a wicked fast, wicked fun, fantastic weekend this September as we host New England's only NASCAR playoffs weekend with lots of fun activities, premium experiences, thrilling racing, and of course, one of the best NASCAR camping experiences around. Cup, Trucks, Mods, and it's locked in for this September. Keep an eye on NHMS.com, September 19th through the 21st, New England's big track.
Welcome back to PRN at the Track, presented by Cookout. Char-grilled hamburgers, barbecue, quesadillas, chicken wraps, and over 40 creamy, delicious milkshakes. Cookout, the best combos in town. Welcome back and welcome to PRN at the Track, presented by Cookout, to our next guest on the ProFabrication.com hotline, Abby Jo Foster, from the creative and content part of Bobby Pierce Jr. Racing. Hey, Abby Jo, love watching those videos, even the crazy throat punch one you did, you know, recently and such. But really, the clothing and all of the way that marketing of a driver has just been so different and so inspiring to watch what you're doing. Where do you get some of these styles that you all are creating for Bobby that are so out of the box? Plaid, hand-painted jackets. It seems to be endless, the things that you all are coming up with.
Yeah, thank you. You know, I think we try to pull from a lot of different inspirations. For me personally, I love, you know, being able to look back on my grandpa's shirts that he was wearing back in the races, and pulling, you know, those vintage themes. And we try to reach out to small businesses and see kind of what they're able to do and partnering with them. But our goal with, you know, merchandising and just marketing overall is just to have something that every fan or person can relate to or like when they come to the trailer. So we try to have kind of a variety of options, whether that be more simple or tie-dye. We've kind of got something for everyone, whether they're a new or an old Bobby Pierce fan.
Well, Bobby Pierce Jr., one of the leading right now dirt late model driver in the entire nation. And, you know, not just on the racetrack, but reflecting to the trailer and the merchandise and all of the souvenirs. And we're chatting with creative and content person from Bobby Pierce Jr. Racing, Abby Jo Foster. And if you haven't followed her already on social media, we'll get into that, because some of those things are just incredible, the fun that seems to be happening there. She's on the profabrication.com hotline. Profabrication headers, exhaust, all the parts and pieces that go with it, including Gasco gaskets, just a click of a mouse away at profabrication.com. So in the creative process, how long does it take from, say, an idea of something cool, like one of those hand-painted jackets, plaids, vintage shirts, things like that, till the fans get to see it on the trailer? What's that turnaround time like? And what's the process like to even get it, you know, kind of finalized?
Yeah, the process kind of varies depending on what it is and who we're working with. Sometimes it can be, you know, we think of an idea on Thursday, and the following week we've partnered with somebody and we have it at the next race that we're going to be at. And others are a little bit, more behind the scenes. We recently were working with Velocita Race Suits about doing some race jackets. And that has been, you know, a 6-month process. So right now we've partnered with them to get, you know, race wives and moms, family members, those jackets. But now, you know, we're kind of working behind the scenes to getting that ready to be released to actual race fans. And so, you know, that just takes some time, but it can really vary. But we try to get new things out, you know, with every new race that we go to.
Wow. Abby Jo Foster, creative content, Bobby Pierce Jr. Racing, working, always getting different stuff out to the racetracks. You know, he's winning on the track and off the track. Got a team just as formidable there in the souvenir role. So, Abby Jo, shifting over towards social media, which seems to be really a place you're capturing a lot of attention. What style are you using, and where are you coming up with all of these? And who's that handsome devil in some of these videos with you that you're throat punching?
Yeah. So Bobby and I, you know, we really try to connect as authentically as possible with the fans. I think that is kind of what can grow the sport to reaching new people. So we really, you know, we try to do a mix of real life videos, trending videos, and things that show, you know, a relatable side of racing that's not just geared towards his individual race team. So, yeah, one of those videos that was really popular here lately was I was, you know, fake throat punching him about taking an off weekend and turning it into a race weekend. And, you know, every, you know, race-wise race team out there can relate to that content, because it's like, oh, you look forward to a weekend off. Secretly, you guys all want to go racing. And, you know, that's just kind of the truth of the matter there. So we just try to connect with them and kind of offer fresh perspectives on the inside part of a race team and kind of what that looks like when his face isn't in front of a camera or on a racetrack.
It really is, a neat insight into one of the top dirt late model drivers through the creativeness of Abby Jo Foster, our guest on the profabrication.com hotline from Bobby Pierce Jr. Racing, chatting with us about style, about videos, about all of it. What about the fan reaction? Did things take a little while for them to kind of accept these unique things that you're doing? Or is this something that is continuing to pick up energy?
I would say it's definitely continuing to pick up energy. You know, this was something that we kind of started on a fluke. I had posted a behind the scenes video of me and a crew guy about 3 years ago. And all of the comments were like, oh my gosh, we love seeing the behind the scenes, the real life of, you know, what happens. And so we just kind of ran with it, right? And we continuously, every single track that we go to, have new fans, you know, that come up and say, hey, we weren't actually a late model fan, even let alone a Bobby fan, until we started seeing these videos. And now we've kind of converted over, or we really, you know, enjoy seeing that. My little girl enjoys coming to the races now because she's got someone to cheer for, you know, she doesn't miss a video. And that's huge to us, being able to not only, you know, grow the sport, but kind of grow the diversity in the viewer itself. So we're just continuing to pick up speed with that. And I don't see us slowing down anytime soon.
Abby Jo Foster on the profabrication.com hotline, creative and content at Bobby Pierce Jr. Racing, one of the most unique set of souvenir merchandises and social media content that you can find in the grassroots racing world. Where can they find so much of this? And, you know, kind of what is the pace throughout the season that you put videos and such up?
Yeah, so fans can find my personal, all of my personal marketing videos and kind of insiders at AbbyJo_Foster. And that is kind of the behind the scenes of what my life looks like as being engaged to a race car driver. But if they're wanting to see kind of the behind the scenes of Bobby, you know, fixing up his helmet, wrapping his race cars, things like that, that can all be found on his social media, which is BobbyPierce32. And we are on multiple platforms. So if you have one of them, just search us up and you'll be able to find us there.
Abby Jo Foster, creative and content, Bobby Pierce Jr. Racing, one of those must checkouts for anybody that is involved in racing or sports in general. You'll find some fresh new takes on apparel, fresh new takes on content, on videos, and certainly one that you'll enjoy over and over again throughout the content production. Abby Jo, thanks for taking the time to join us. Fans, stay with us. We'll be right back with more of PRN at the Track.
When you're hungry and nothing but the best will do, there's Cookout. Mouth-watering, fresh off the grill burgers, chicken, barbecue, tempting fries, onion rings, and hush puppies, and the best combos in town, topped off with a thick, creamy milkshake, soda, or huge Southern-style tea. Oh man, I gotta have some Cookout. It's the place that cares about the quality of its food and service, and has for over 35 years. Check out the menu at cookout.com and head on over to your nearest Cookout.
Hey, Joey Logano here. My pit stop's outside of the track, fueling up with a hunk of pizza from Hunt Brothers Pizza, the fastest on-the-go option for the champion and everyone. To find a location, visit huntbrotherspizza.com.
We've got more PRNs at the track in a moment on PRN, the Performance Racing Network.
It's hard to believe in this day and age in the United States of America that children are hungry.
Our time on this planet is short. We have to give back to those in need.
Every child has a chance, no matter what obstacles they may encounter.
Never have we been taxed more as a society to help kids the way we are right now.
Speedway Children's Charities raises money through several different avenues. My favorite is the gala.
It's one of those can't-miss events for everybody who attends. And I've been able to raise and distribute over $60 million.
When you have 50 different organizations receiving grants from Speedway Children's Charities, that's far-reaching. And some people think, well, I don't have much money to give. I say, $50 is a lot to give.
At Speedway Children's Charities,
our mission is simple. Help every child we can.
Because all children
deserve joy
and hope
and love.
And if one child is still in need,
then there's still work to do.
Hunt Brothers Pizza always offers all toppings at no extra charge. That's 1,024 topping combinations at one price. At Hunt Brothers Pizza, we love racing and we love pizza. Visit huntbrotherspizza.com to find your next pizza. A huge opening weekend for grassroots racing. They'll be racing coast to coast, border to border, weather permitting. So follow it all on PRN at the Track on our social media, especially on X. I'm Lenny Baticki. We'll see you next time at the track. So long.
PRN at the Track was brought to you by Cookout, fresh shakes, burgers, and barbecue, and by Hunt Brothers Pizza, Find your next pizza at huntbrotherspizza.com. This is PRN, the Performance Racing Network.